Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We also want to continue to lift up a Marine that served for us, wholeheartedly, mm-hmm. Sergeant Andrew Tarmusi, who has now still been imprisoned in a jail in Mexico. I mean, he was took a wrong turn. He was going to San Diego, and he wound up being waved in by the Border Patrol, and now he is jailed. He was hogtied at one point. Mm-hmm. He was tortured. He was put in a jail with full of all sorts of criminals and rapists, and he just wants to go home.
Yeah.
He just wants to go home, and we want to see him come home.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to... Listen, no soldier behind, whether he's in a uniform or without a uniform. I've heard a statement recently, we don't leave any soldiers behind in uniform. I don't think we should leave any soldier in or out of uniform, mm-hmm. anywhere. Bring them home. Right. And we want Sergeant Tarmusi to come back home. But just recently, I believe, Greta Van Susteren of Fox News and Brett Baer had the opportunity to interview former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And they asked her specifically regarding Sergeant Tarmusi. And I want you to hear what she has to say. We're going to make sure that this video is available for you. It looks like we're having some technical... We're working right now to have that video for you. And so that you can... so we can see it. And you can hear specifically what happened. But, you know, you think about it. We're living in a day and age now. I mean, I think there are borders. Mm-hmm. I think that we're friends with Mexico. You would think that all the president would need to do is pick up the phone and say, hey, our soldier, let him go.
Right.
Send him over the border there. Mm-hmm. When you think about all the people that are coming into our country illegally, there has to be an easier way. And what you're seeing now, I've never seen this in history. But we're living in a unique time where we're noticing that we have Americans that are spread all across the country,
mm-hmm.
All across the world, rather, that are not free. And it's like, listen, bring Sergeant Andrews back home, bring Pastor Abedini back home, who mm-hmm. is sitting in prison in Iran just for being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Just for being a Christian. He is an American citizen, and it's time to bring them back home. We have this video. We want you to watch. Greta interview Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and hear in her own words how she feels about Sergeant Andrews and what needs to be done.
Tamarisi, he's a Marine. He's sitting in prison in Mexico mm-hmm. since March 31st. Mexico is not fast-tracked to the judicial process. He's there after making an accidental turn. What can the United States do, or what should the United States be doing to help this Marine get fast-tracked through the judicial system because it was an accidental turn into right. Mexico?
We should be doing, and I assume we are, I'm not there, so I can't speak directly to it, but we should be doing, or I can tell you what I would be doing, burning up the telephone wires, sending, envoys, not just our ambassador, but others coming in, talking to the highest levels Mexican officials, making it clear that this is really important to us. We work with our counterparts, our friends in Mexico on a lot of issues. Obviously, it's something that is in our interest to do it as it is in theirs. But when this kind of action happens and somebody who, as you say, made an accidental turn, who is serving our country, ends up in a prison, that is just unacceptable.
Would you expect that if you were still Secretary of State and you made a phone call that they would get on this immediately?
Well, I'm not sure it would be only one phone call. We might have to make a couple of them and call everybody that we could.
But we have enough of diplomatic muscle with Mexico that this doesn't have to drag on this long.
Well, again, I don't know the specifics, but I certainly expect that everything is being done that can be done, but maybe we need to raise the decibels a little bit more.
All right. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, is very upset that we were bugging her phone. Should mm-hmm. she be?
Yes, she should be. That was absolutely uncalled for.
It's time to raise the decimals. It's time to raise the decimals. You're hearing from Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and her remarks regarding Sergeant Tarmusi and what needs to be done. And Greta asked a really important question. Do we have mm-hmm. the diplomatic muscle with Mexico?
Yeah.
With Mexico to make this happen? Why are we even asking these type of questions?
Just not getting it done. Because it seems like there's so many right things being said. It's just like we're doing so much talking. We just need to just back it up with action. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. Get it over with. And yeah. Then just stop talking about it.
Well, you think about it. I mean, if we don't have diplomatic muscle with Mexico.
Come on.
Who do we have diplomatic muscle with?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the deal. You have the Secretary of State, one of the highest positions in our government, former Secretary of State, because the Secretary of State now is John Kerry. And Greta asked the question, listen, if you picked up the phone, can you make it happen?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe a couple more phone calls. Well, whatever it takes. At the very minimum, we should have at least an envoy, she says, a delegation from the United States, maybe a group of senators that would at least visit, make sure that Sergeant Andrew is okay, make sure that his conditions are all right, that he's actually pulled out from general population, and he's in a secured facility for his safety. And we need to make sure that this is expedited. And we are basically, you know, want to encourage you and our viewers to make sure that you get in contact with your congressman and you make sure that they hear from us that we want to see Sergeant Andrew released. We want to see him home, back in America, where he belongs.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.